Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio today is the co-host of the broadcast, Dr. Les Olala. Doc, good to have you here this morning.
Amen.
We're talking today about a topic that we began in our last broadcast entitled Life 101, Basics for Living in a Hostile Environment. And you began last time really by kind of telling us or kind of walking us through a little history of this century. We noted that the church, which at one time was the center of truth and fellowship, and I think you described it as a refreshment center, was that because we were all facing a common enemy, and that enemy was theological. And you noted for us how back in the early part of the century we had the start of camps and conference centers and Christian colleges, basically as a response to the enemy that had come against our doctrine. But we also noted that after the Scopes trial, as humanism began to infiltrate into the school systems, that we really began to fight another enemy, the enemy of humanism. And you noted that the response that we had as a church to that was the Christian school. And while that was a very good thing for us, in one sense, it also had some other dynamics that came into play. And I think we ended the broadcast by observing that the problem that we now face out of all of that mix was the problem of lethargy. And I wonder if I've captured all of that properly.
Yes, I think that that is true. And having lived a lot of this pre-Christian school, pre-homeschool, and having been brought up in a system.
I know, because you're old as dirt,
yeah,
what I heard.
And really, at that time, my wife educated in Missouri high school. They prayed before school mm-hmm. every day in the assembly. There was Bible reading in the classrooms.
I mean, that's been long gone, hasn't
yeah.
it?
See, we have become a non-Christian nation. You talk to people today, simple truth, Adam, Eve, mm-hmm. Noah, mm-hmm. and they have no base at all when you talk to them. You've got to start from ground zero, God, Genesis 1:1,
right.
God created.
Right.
Because there, none of that base was built in for the most part. You can talk to people who have been all the way through high school and have almost no knowledge of the Bible at all. And so as things went on, as the Christian school movement came, it really bombarded us with truth, related all learning to Bible truth, all learning to Bible basics.
So we took our kids out of the environment where humanism prevailed and put them into an environment where they could be educated with a Christ-centered focus.
Yes. But in the midst of that, we removed the enemy from the system. In other words, that which was fought day after day after mm-hmm. day, which made the church a refreshing R&R station, now that battle was not there every day. It was a new system.
Right.
Everything became enclosed.
And I think you used the word, it was a sealed system almost.
Yeah, a sealed system. And the challenge now is to get beyond the doors of our sealed system into the world with the gospel. Again, involved with the enemy, but the benefit now is we have this armed, trained army of people who are armed with the word, armed with truth, have the basics, have the right direction, have the right philosophy, but they've lost sight of who the enemy is. And as we ended our last broadcast, I said we're fist fighting in the barracks because we've lost sight of who the enemy is.
What do you think the big problem with this trained army is?
Well, the lethargy that comes in, because truth is no longer greatly appreciated as it was before, because every grain of truth I got, I knew I could use that in the battle.
Right. You were desperate
for it. I mean, when the pastor preached the truth, he said, boy, I can put that in my ammo bag because I'm going to need that
right.
this week.
Right.
It's just like men in the workaday world mm-hmm. who hear the preaching of the word say, oh, was that refreshing? I talked to a man on Saturday or Sunday, and he says, you know, you just have no idea how much the truth means because I have to get up
yep.
and go
amen,
and live that world mm-hmm. in that world with that truth.
So what did you do, Doc? Because I know that you, for many years of your life, you've been dealing with this trained army that's been in this SEAL system. How did you personally deal with that lethargy? I mean, if you were kind of giving advice to a mom or a dad with a kid who's in that sealed system, you wouldn't say take them out of the system, but what would you add to what they're doing in their life, or how would you help a church? What's the answer to the lethargy?
Well, whenever we had humanism, we solved it with the Christian school movement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a part of it.
Right.
Which was desperately needed, and to this hour is desperately needed. But what happened is this greater enemy called lethargy grew. And you see Laodicean lethargy.
Right.
A good church study would be the Church of Laodicea, mm-hmm. rich and have need of nothing. But why was Laodicea so lethargic? Because they had everything, but they really did. They forgot that there was an enemy. They forgot why they were learning. Why did they have truth? They had everything. You look at all the accolades of the Church of Laodicea.
I mean, very, very incredible statements the Lord makes to them.
You see the lethargy that mm-hmm. came in because they just got comfortable. And as I looked at this, I remember when we started our Christian school, I noted a whole new battle that didn't exist before. So I started creating solutions for the new problem.
Which is lethargy. We've
identified the new problem of lethargy, because kids became so, were becoming indifferent to Bible preaching on Sunday. Or before, they were just swallowing that like a sponge because they were going back out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to design the outlet that had to grow. And I believe I was preaching a message one time while I was in the process of memorizing the book of Proverbs. And I preached a message one time from Proverbs chapter 24 on four basic ingredients that we need in our home that have to be in our personal lives.
And that's just really the four basics to building life anywhere so that you can survive the enemy.
Yeah, fear, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
What is the passage, Doc? What, it's
Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. In fact, why don't you read verses 3 and 4? Because this becomes a part of what God gave me in my thinking as what was necessary to live in this world insulated by truth.
But not be of it.
But not be of it. Not be of the world. And then we'll tie it back into another chapter through a question that was given to me.
Here's what it says. Proverbs 24:3, through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
Yeah, so I had that as my text speaking at a family conference.
So I'm assuming the house would be life?
Yeah, what builds a house? So, you know, you've been involved in building a house, pouring the footings,
right.
Putting your bolts up, building your walls, dropping the walls down, bolting them down. And through wisdom, a house is built. Piece by piece by piece, our lives are built
mm-hmm.
by God's
mm-hmm.
truth. And we will do a wisdom series following this particular series because I think it will be invaluable.
So here you've got wisdom and understanding and knowledge.
Yes. But where does wisdom come from? The fear of the Lord
is the beginning of
wisdom.
So
while fear is not in verse 3, it is implied in verse 3 because wisdom
comes from somewhere.
Comes from the fear of
right.
the Lord. And you learn to practice the presence of God. Therefore, you learn to live in light of God's truth.
Mm-hmm.
So wisdom is living life from God's viewpoint, seeing life from God's viewpoint. So I'm describing that now we have the structure wisdom has built. Understanding has gotten it established. Now, the chambers, the atmosphere of the home is filled with knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, these things have to be in our life. Wisdom that comes from fear. And understanding that gives us the know-how to structure all this.
Mm-hmm.
And then knowledge shall all the chambers be filled with all precious. So every room I've built is saturated now by knowledge
mm-hmm.
of Him that's based on wisdom practiced by
mm-hmm.
the fear of the Lord. And we have understanding of how to live now this. So I finished preaching. A man came to me. He says, well, you told us what we needed, but you didn't give us a clue how to get it. And I stood there. He said, well, how do you get these four ingredients? And I was at that time memorizing Proverbs. And I started January 1. I memorized Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 1, January 2, chapter 2 and verse 1, chapter 3, verse 1. Then February, every second verse, March, every third verse. Well, I was already past the verse 6s in these chapters. And I said, you know what? I do have an answer to that. I said, I'm just memorizing a chapter that gives you the answer to that. And I believe when we get into this, because we'll have to do a couple of broadcasts
right.
on this chapter. If we go back to, why don't you read Proverbs chapter 2 and note that in Proverbs chapter 2 that there is this instruction. And I love that, my son. I love the commandments. Hear, my son,
yes,
and the instruction. Now, note, it's the beginning of a conditional clause that has a fulfillment. Read verses 1 through 6.
My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. There's so all of the ingredients
here. So I told that man, I said, I'm glad you mentioned that, because this, and I quoted the passage to him, if, and I took the verbs, if thou wilt receive, if thou wilt hide, if thou wilt incline, if thou wilt apply, if thou wilt cry, if thou wilt seek and lift and search, then. So I took the eight verbs, two verbs per verse, and two verbs getting it in, two verbs working it out, two verbs crying up, two verbs digging down. Then I get it in, I work it out, I'm driven up in prayer, I'm sent down for more truth, which gives me more in, that I work more out. I
go back
am
up.
Driven to cry up more because I can't go out without him. And then I am in the passion for his word. I am sent to seek and to search. Then these four things grow. And I want us to take time to go through each of these phases. And those of you who are bent to memorization, which I would really strongly recommend that you start memorizing passages so you can meditate on these things as you go along.
Well, I think that's important, because as we were talking before, when we're dealing with this big problem of lethargy, one of the responses to that has to be Bible truth.
Oh, it's a given. But what has happened, I think a good verse is, the children of Ephraim, armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. And my, what a description of our age, that we have an armed, defensively, offensively armed generation, but I'm sensing there's a turning in battle. And we'll take probably a couple broadcasts maybe on going through this Proverbs.
And Doc, it will have to be another broadcast, because we're all out of time on this broadcast. For those of you listening, this broadcast is the second in our series, Life 101. And I know if you've enjoyed this broadcast, you're going to want to pass it on to somebody that might benefit from it. You can get this broadcast as well as all of the broadcasts in our series at our website, www.thewordforlife.org. Until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.